You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
I am with my friend Beth Stewart. Hi, it's a new day, and I'm Rhett Palmer.
So you could spend more time. You went to Bible school, and you said right now you're very excited about studying the book of Genesis. Genesis, of course, means the beginning. It's the first book of the Bible, in case people don't know. So why right now are you so enthralled with the book of Genesis?
Well, it's probably because I did my master's thesis on it. I called it Creational Conundrum. And I talked about how pretty much everything I need to know to walk closely with Christ is described to me in the book of Genesis. Because I know what God wanted for me. In the book of Genesis, you know, when he created man, on that day he rested. All the other days after he went through his creational things, he said, it is good, it is good. But on the day he made us, Rhett, he said, it is very good. And you know, God is absolutely crazy about us. And he wants us to join in his dance of creation, and he wants us to live with him forever in the Eden he sees this world can be and will be one day. So Genesis gets me really excited, because even knowing the craftiness of Satan, a lot of what I learned there was that I don't believe that angels have creational ability. I think that was one of the things Satan was jealous about. When God created us in his image, he gave us the ability to create. So what do I mean by that? Like, all animals can create, as far as have other babies, they can procreate. Or like a blue jay. Let's take a blue jay in Florida, will build a nest, and it will be similar in size and shape as a blue jay in New Hampshire or Vermont, but the materials will be different, because the materials available for the bird to build the nest will be different from Florida to Vermont, but the nest will be strategically the same. So, but look at the human households, look at the houses humans create. Just look at how we decorate our houses. Look at what we put out in front of our, in our lawn, or if we have a lawn, maybe we covered our lawn with rocks so we don't have to mow it, or whatever it is. We are creational by nature, because we were created in the image of the Creator. I think Satan is really irritated about that. And so what he does, the way evil is created in this world, he whispers to us, and we create the evil for him. Humans, I think humankind has created the evil in the world. Yes, I think we were tricked into it by the great deceiver, but I think Satan uses our creational ability against us.
What do you mean?
He wants us to go to hell with him. He wants us, Satan's hell is already underway. He was created to reflect the glory of the living God, and he will never live in that purpose again. That is hell. That is hell. And I know it's going to get worse, and it's going to get darker for him, but he's already in hell, and he's just trying to bring as many of us with him as he can to keep us from our created purpose. I was created to love God and to praise him and to hang out with him and to co-create with him. and to view his creation with joy and thanksgiving, and to take his creation and make cool things out of it. And I can do that now, even though the world is amiss, even though the world is really in trouble. I can still do my purpose right now, because I live in the kingdom of God. I'm in this world, but I am of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Because of that knowing, because I understand what happened in Genesis, I don't have to get tripped up as much. It's a real simple way to understand that sin is usually based on ego. And I believe ego was created. The false self was created when we stepped away from believing two things. Number one, that God is good. And number two, that we could be like God. If I forget that God is good, I never forget that one. I don't know about you. Some of you listening, you might think maybe you went through where you lost a child or something bad. You had a terrible disease yourself that has been chronic and ongoing for years. And you've blamed God and you think God isn't good. I think that's a lie of the evil one whispering in your ear. It's going to get loud here in a minute. Rhett, do you want to take a little break for a second?
Sure. Sure, you want to take a break?
I think Donald might be coming home and the dog will bark if it's Donald.
Oh, we'll just let the dog bark. That's okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. If Sorry. Karen doesn't like it, she'll edit out the dog. If not, I don't mind ambient noise. I remember when I started my show years ago, it was like, quiet on the set. I'd have 135 people there at the audience. So, all right, everybody be quiet. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And, you know, I kind of like the ambient noises. It's real life.
Yeah.
We need to chill out a little bit and accept real life. But no, that's okay.
He's really loud. Here he goes. He's really loud. No one knows.
But it doesn't sound loud on here. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay. So anyway, so back to it. I think that when ego was created in the Garden of Eden, when that break happened, when the break from our true purpose happened, when we rebelled against what God created us to do and to be, I think we created a false self, and that ego is driven. That ego can get, the false self is either I'm not enough or I'm all that, you know, the poor me or the great I am. Those are the two ways the ego plays with us.
And the reason people wonder what's going wrong. And I say, what's going wrong? Why does God allow this? Why does God allow that? Murder, rape. I said, wait a second. This is time for free will.
Yeah.
You want to see, he said, okay, let's see how you do without me, and then maybe we can have a reconciliation. But you can stay in control a little longer. I'll give you a free will. And maybe if some of you pray, I might intervene in some instances. But that's kind of the way I see it.
Yeah. Well, I think free will, if the God you serve does not allow you to make your own choices, it's not the real God, because our God does. Our God gives you free will. Our God gives you the right to do what you will, right or wrong. His delight is for you to delight in him. When you choose to delight in him rather than being made to delight in, you know, it's just the age-old fight. You know, every other major religion says, obey these rules and you will know God. God will bless you. In our religion, in the followers of Christ, if it is a religion, it's more of a relationship than a religion. But in my relationship with Christ, first of all, I didn't have to seek God. God came looking for me. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't say, do this and then I'll bless you. He said, I did this for you so that you will be blessed. I did this for you because I didn't know if you could. We didn't have a right Adam. Adam wasn't going to be perfect ever again because evil has been introduced. You need me to come and be the next Adam. I got to be the second Adam for you and get this covenant with Jehovah right. I got to live a blemish-free life. I am the blemish-free lamb that will be sacrificed. because I can't find another lamb among my humans that is blemish free.
Now, this is what amazes me is in Genesis is when there was the fall of man, thorns and thistles grew out of the ground, thorns and thistles. And ironically, or coincidentally, of course, it's a God incidentally, Christ, they put the crown of thorns on him. So essentially he was taking back that curse when man fell away from man, the crown of thorns.
Right. Yeah, there's no, the details of our God are wonderful. And when you find them, they're, okay, like how about the transfiguration? Okay, so Jesus goes up. This is before Holy Week starts. This is before he's going to be going right in, riding the colt. So he goes up on this mountain. He's got his three BFFs with him, I think, from what I can read in the gospel, okay? So he has Peter, John, right? Or am I right with this? Okay, so he has his three BFFs with him. They witness that Jesus is up on this mountain and he begins to glow. And suddenly Moses and Elijah are with him. And it's radiant. And these guys are witnessing this. And then the glow comes off and Jesus comes down. And Peter says, Lord, I'll build three tabernacles here, right? And Jesus says, no, that's not it. So what did they witness, Red? And I think this is a lovely detail. Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophets. I think this was a business transaction. We were going to be closing out the old covenant and starting the new covenant because the next day... Yeah, it's a business trade. We got to de-close.
Oy vey, we got to get together and straighten this all out now.
We got to close. Let's close. Let's have the handoff of authority. Yeah. The prophets and the law was handed off to grace. And the next day was Palm Sunday in the readings in the scripture. After that happened, the next day.
Oh, that was the next day. Palm Sunday was the next day.
Yeah, So it was like, let's close. We're going to be closing the old covenant, the covenant of the law, Abraham's covenant. We're going to close this, and we're going to start the new covenant, the covenant of grace, whereby Jesus makes us right. The law is, I obey the law because I love Christ. But if I screw up, he still allows it. When I make a mistake, he still loves me. And when God the Father looks at me, he sees Christ. That's why he can look on me. That's why he can shine his face upon me. I don't have to hide in the cleft of the rock. You know?
Now, are you still involved with that church where you went to Bible school?
I teach there sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I taught a full year last year. I taught the master's classes there. And then this past year, I just taught one class.
And what's the name of that church?
The church where the classes take place is called Freedom Church in Vero Beach.
And the Bible
name
school?
Of the college is New Covenant Bible College.
New Covenant Bible College. All right. Well, listen, we're about out of time for today. I want to thank you, Beth Erickson Stewart, for taking time to be with us.
It was lovely to be with you, Red.
All right.